locker room right now, Matt. Do you feel like the last 3 weeks has sort of lit a fire under guys?
Yeah, if it hasn't, I mean, something be wrong. Yeah, I mean, it's a real sense of urgency, you know, throughout the locker room, of course, because, you know, we just want guys to go out there and play fast. So, you know, learn in the week, during the week in the classroom, and then go out there and obviously try to display that on the field.
And what's the key to getting confidence as a group back after
this struggle? I think just offensively speaking, I think a rhythm in the offense, you know, getting a rhythm, whether it's, you know, in the play calling where, you know, we get runs going and then they complement the passes, or if it's the other way around where we get passes that complement the runs and stuff, so we can get a rhythm going and not, you know, go three and outs, because, you know, when you do that, you can't really get a rhythm going and, you know, sustain drives and keep the other offense off the field.
Man, how disappointed are you that the team has gotten away from the run so much? Even early in the games, before you get way down, they seem to have been going away from the run.
Yeah, I mean, that's as a running back, obviously you want to run the ball. So, you know, it's frustrating sometimes when we get away from the run. But, you know, hopefully we get back to it.
How do you think the team got to this point after showing so much promise last year and coming in this year?
How we get to this point? I'm not even sure how to answer that question, man. I guess by losing six games.
What are your early impressions of the Vikings defense and what they do well?
Fast defense, run. They that's the Bengals' old defensive coordinator, so they got a lot of different looks from last game. I mean, last year when we played them in the first game, a lot of different blitz packages they have. So we have to be prepared for that. Their rookie linebacker Barr is pretty good, and you know, all three of their linebackers actually are playing really well right now, and their front is really good. And you got Harrison Smith in the secondary, who's a ball hawk and safety, so we got to be, you know, watch out for that. So they got a really good defense, and, you know, we got to be prepared to, you know, obviously establish a run game, hopefully, and then, you know, so they can't just, you know, pin their ears back and just blitz every time.
Does the familiarity of preparing for Cincinnati, it's been a long time now, does that help this week?
It does, and watching the games that they've already played when they do some similar stuff. So we have to obviously watch film on their most recent games to really know what they're doing.
Do you remember what it felt like doing a home game?
The what?
Do you remember the last time, or what it felt like the last time you guys won a home game?
Yeah.
Which was
what?
I mean, feel better to win a home game? What's it been like?
No, it feels better to lose a home game. Of course it feels better to win a game. Next question.
When things start going bad, it's like a domino effect. It just seems like everything keeps falling apart. How do you guys, you know, break that and get back into a rhythm with positive waves?
Yeah, it's all about getting a rhythm, really. I mean, you know, turnovers create that, and three and outs create that when we don't get in a rhythm. So as an offense, you have to be, you know, our offense works best when it's balanced, when we're doing both run and pass and not, you know, harping on either one too much. So we have to, you know, be balanced in our attack on the defense and then sustain drives. You know, three and outs kill us, and obviously turnovers kill us.
Matt, Coach Trestman talked about wanting to put film on for you guys of times during the season and in the past where you guys have had a lot of success. As the coaches have done that for you guys this week, other than just plays, you know, being successful versus not, what are some of the things that you guys have noticed about the times where you have been successful in the offense and what the difference has been?
That we're the same team, you know, that made those plays. And, you know, there's, it's not some big special remedy that, you know, we have to think of or something that we have to do to go out there and have that happen again. You know, we're the same players, same offense that made a lot of plays last year, same guys that were, you know, when we won those three games that we did win, same guys making plays in those games. So you just got to go out there and do it.
So you're seeing it's just little things, small differences between the times where you guys were able to score a lot of points and the times where you haven't been able to?
Yeah, I mean, the difference in turnovers, the difference in mental mistakes in our offense, you know, which, you know, mental mistakes, those are little things, but they turn into big things. You know, if somebody blocks the wrong guy or misses something, that could be the difference between a negative play and a 20-yard gain or something, or a touchdown.
Matt,
your sense of what Marquise Wilson can run this offense when he's ready to go?
He can be a big help, you know, throughout camp. Obviously, it hurt to, you know, for him to be missing a lot of time, but he was doing really good in camp, and obviously, you know, now when he's been practicing out there, he's, you know, ready to go, so it'll be good to have him back.
Does his new energy help at all? Obviously, he's been itching for a little while.
Yeah, it does help, you know, to see him in the huddle, new face, not really a new face, but to see him back in there, and, you know, I know Jay's excited to have him back, too. He's a pretty dynamic receiver, and, you know, he's one of the guys who can go and get the ball as well, just like Brandon and Alshon can.
Man, especially considering that you have not won at home this year, how important is it that you are well-received at Soldier Field on Sunday, or that you just have support from the home fans at Soldier Field?
Yeah, I mean, we were looking forward to obviously having some support because, you know, crowd noise does help, you know, especially with our defenses on the field. And, you know, if they're the opposite way around and they're making, you know, boos against us, then that's not going to help us out. So, you know, we haven't given the fans much to cheer about this year. Hopefully this home game we do.